The rush over here is, you see how controversial the shaila is about echad to patri from a shvua, that the rush here, 6 points. The rush over here, the vests over here, such an arichos, and the rai is pro and the rai is con, that it's not so posh whether eight echem is at the part of a shvua or not. I'm going to say very tief array today. Maybe mash them the picture. So the rush brought down a pasuk. The rush brought down a kal v'chomer. The Rosh brought down a raya from Ruchia Kamaisa. And then the Rosh brings a fourth raya. Va'oid mevim raya. There are those who bring a raya. Ve'hod amina v'perkin l'kamon. L'kamon means we're on the phase of the base now. It's a sugi that we learned already. Amal l'chor Ruchia shani hocha dek mesayel de shor perish. Afakaf de helich ba'al mochayev hocha potter. From the Losh and Shtar shekosav bo'ev slo and mesayel de. The amina chazaki de mohayu edum chasum and al slo yim stam. Kibun de Roya Ligus Shtar Zel Lashtaim. The Kibun de Patrina Le Mishvua Besir Shtar Alma, Alpish Enkan Edis Gomor Shaina Lashtaim, Kolshke Beidacho Chemei Kedivre Anitva. The Mice is like this. The Rosh says, I have a right that Eidacha Patas Mishvua. We're living in a little bit of a vacuum. We want to know, could an Eidacha go ahead and Patu Mishvua or not? He says, I have a right. We had a Gomorrah later on the Talon of Eis. The Gemara over there had a shiloh by slow and dinner, and the Gemara wanted to bring a ride, the halach is potter if the guy says two. The Gemara says, no, lo halach is chayiv. I said, why are potter when you say two? Because shtar kum esayli, because the pashtas of the shtar is supporting your position, slowly. So, the Rosh have a kolshke. Madach a shtar, which is a sacha kol, a diuk, it's an umdano, can go ahead and support. Kolshkein, the v'benoy shakal v'choymer, the erecha kapater. Atkam. It's like this. First of all, if we'll stop for a second, and we'll go back to Rikivega's Chakira, Rikivega cleared a Chakira in many, many places, why Yerechat Patas of Ashur, and he had a tzad of either it's Kilo Nishba, it supplies the same level of clarity as Kilo Nishba, or it's Kishnayim Mamish, because in Yerechat has a din of Shnayim Begabi Shur, Rikivega was Machria like that, Rikivega was Machria that when you have an Yerechat Patas of Ashur, the gather it, that he has an Emonos of Kishnayim Begabi Shur. The Rosh, this Rosh doesn't stem with Rabbi Kivega. I want to make it clear. I'm not saying that the whole Rabbi Kivega is not like the whole Rosh. But this part of the Rosh doesn't stem with Rabbi Kivega. What did this part of the Rosh say? This part of the Rosh said that the reason why Erechat Patas is a Madach, a Kabel Chomer. Madach, a Shtar, a Patas. What's a Shtar? A Shtar is Psachal and Umdun. It says Sloyim. And if it would have been three, they would have written three. So from the fact that they didn't sign on it, when it's a standardized star, it only says two. It only says Sloyim, it's a right, then it's two. Beseder. It's a Kolshkeine. What is it? That's a Kishnaim. That hasn't been like two Edom who came along and clarified the matter. It's an Umdunazah. It's a support. It's Beseyele, right? Is in this Pshat of the Rosh for sure, when he goes in and says that the reason why he ate Echod, the reason why Eid Echod works is because of it's better than Misayele Shtora. Nobody in the right mind is going to come along and say that Misayele Shtora. Nobody in the right mind is going to come along and say that Misayele Shtora is a Hakishnaim. It's like two Eid that came along. What is it? It's a Slayim and the people signed. So it's a Rai, it's a Pashtus, it's a support. It's not a two Eid. You don't have two Eid over here saying that it's two. So this Pshat of the Rosh, L'Choira, has nothing to do with the din of Kishnayim. This part of the Rosh is a Pabal Badashim Shat. That the same way we see that when you have a shtar where there's an umdurah, by the way, what exactly is the comparison? Here it's a shtar, here it's an erachot. It means to say you have support. What it means to say is l'chayra. You mean to say you have epis supporting the guy's taina. When you have slon dinim on a shtar, the guy says too, you have epis sasach, which is supporting the guy's taina. No! So when a guy comes along and says, when he has an erachot supporting his taina, it's also called support. But it's not more than support. It's not more than they're taking away the drawer. That's l'chayra. L'chayra, one second. L'chayra, this rosh, as an independent zach, is a raya, not like a kiveger sad of kishnayim. And the fee this rush, if we take this rush for itself, we're going to expand in a few minutes, stating them that the yisoid of Ech Mesayah Pater is a Mesayah. It's supporting your taina. It's giving you support. Maybe it's like it's a swore. Maybe it's a Zadarga. It doesn't make a difference. The point is it's a support for your taina. Atkan, the rush over here, slowly. But this Ach is a Shver Maisa. This Ach is a Shver Maisa. This is a Shver Maisa. This needs a whole Hakdama. Okay, that's the rush. That's the freestanding rush. The rush got up after Raya 1, and after Raya 2, and after Raya 3. He puts down Raya 4. He says, we have a Gemara that says that Misayel Eshtorah, which is an Umdana at best, okay, supports a guy and he's Potter, is Azazah could work for sure also. Atkan, and a Potter from a Shvur, Misayel Eshtorah, is if that Potter is for sure, so an Echa Potter is for sure also. But the Zach requires a whole house off, and it goes like this. The Rosh at the end brings the Yesh Makshim Hevel. Who's the Yesh Makshim Hevel? As our attack on the Ramban. The Ramban and the Machamas in the back brings a Raya. The Erechot doesn't patter. What's the Yesh Makshim Hevel? Mehod Omele, come on. Shemesh Basel, Shemesh Chayiv. Shemesh Basel, Shemesh Chayiv. Omele, At Mehemeli Beshua, Hechle Mehemeli Beshua. I believe you, the Shua. I don't believe him. And you don't know what happened to my animal. It's merely Chayiv to pay. Amai Chayiv, if the Reno Shem Rasheni, Beidus, and Mishvasa, Shu Chayiv. Shemi number one doesn't know what happened. So he says, Shemi number two, we'll swear. The guy says, I don't believe Shemi number two, I trust you, I don't trust him. So immediately you have to pay Fekter Rabban, let the Shemi number two act as an Erechot. No, Shemi number two can't swear, because I never trusted him. But let him act as an Erechot. And the Shemi number two should act as an Erechot to pater Shemi number one from his Shvuah, because an Erechot paters from his Shvuah. And for the Rabban, and for the Rosh Vilei Kosher Midi, it's Hevel, it's Shtuyot. Why? The Chiyuvei Derishim B'Shul Dein Yochel Yishavahu. Why is the first guy have to pay? Because of Mitoich. He can't swear, he doesn't know what happened, right? The Shemesh Vassal Shemer, it died by the second Shemer, or he doesn't know what happened to it. Ein Eretzel Ha'amel Shvus Hashem, even Yishchayav Derishim Momen, Ve'ein Erech HaPoitim Chiyo Momen. Wow. The Rosh over here drops a famous bomb. Zok the Helik Rosh that the Rabban's Kash is Hevel, the Rabban's Kash is a mistake. Why is it a mistake? Zok the Ramban. So, Dr. Rosh, I don't understand you. What was the story over there? Shemesh Basel Shemesh. Shemesh number one gave it up to Shemesh number two. Why is Shemesh number one not swearing? Because he doesn't know, correct? He doesn't know what happened. I let Shemesh number two swear. I don't trust him. I only trust you. So now, Shemesh number one has dinner mitach shein echel shal mishalan. He has dinner mitach shein echel shal mishalan. He doesn't know what happened. He can't swear. It's any yodea. So he has to pay. So what do you want now? That Shemesh number two, instead of swearing, should act as what? As an erechot and pater Shemesh. No, number one already is in a stage of moment. The mountain number one's in a stage of moment already. He's in a din of mitoich. Zok the Rosh, a bomb, that even if I brought down four rayas, that it is a pater from Shua, that's only when the guy doesn't have a din of mitoich. Zok the Helik Rosh, but when the guy has a din of mitoich, then we don't say the din of Amos, Eirpat Meshua, why? Because the Baal kicked in the din of Mitoich. Mitoich is a chi of Momen. Erech is not Polito Momen. Erech is only believe on Shua. And this guy's din is not Shua. This guy's din is Momen. As Ezok the Rosh, a teretz under Rabban's Kasha, at Kedekach, that he calls it Makshim Hevel. He says, Shtusim. What are you asking such a Kasha for? There's no way in the world. There's no way in the world that such a Erech could kapata from this Shua, because the Shemi number one is not Chayav Shua anymore. Shemi number one is Chayav Momen. At Khan, the teretz of the Rosh. So the Rosh over here said a landmark Kiddush. The Rosh over here said that you should know that this Yisoid that the Rami Rambam taught us, that I just finished bringing four rayas to the what? Then an Erech HaKapata from a Shua, that's only when there's no Dinah Mitoich. But when there's a Dinah Mitoich and the guy can't swear in his Chayav Momin, then the Erech is not believed to Pata from a Shua, because it's called, the Lashon of the Rosh is, that's not called Yichayav what? The Lashon of the Rosh is, that's not called Yichayav what? It's not called Yichayav Shua. And the Chayav LaRishon Momen, Ve'ein Erechot Poiter Michiyav Momen, and Erechot Kapata from Ashua, and Erechot Kim Pata from Michiyav Momen. So the din that Erechot Pata from Ashua was said insofar, only as far as the guy doesn't have a din of Mitoich. A guy who has a din of Mitoich, Azazach wasn't said a din of Eidach HaPatas for Shua, because now we're not handling Shua, we're handling Momin. Eidach HaKim Patas for Momin. Comes along the Ketzais, and Sim Pezayis of Kohen Ches that I brought you today. Comes along the Ketzais, and Sim Pezayis of Kohen Ches and says, you're telling me that a guy who has a din of Mitoich is called Momin Eidach HaKim Patas? So how could an Eid Echad ever make a din of Mitoich? When a guy's in a state of Mitoich, that's called a Chi of Shvua, or it's called a Chi of Momin? When a guy's in a state of Mitoich, Heichin Yidayin Elahaydina, how do we dan him up? He's called a guy who's chay of a shvur, or he's called a chay of a guy as a mammon. The Rosh over here said that somebody who has a din of mitoich, who is chay of a shvur, and he can't swear, and he's chay of mammon, the Eidechot can't pater him because it's called that the chiyuv is a chiyuv of mammon, and an Eidechot can't pater from mammon. In fact, the ktsois that I printed out for you today, a reverse kasha. What about an Eidechot that's mechay of a shvur? An Eidechot comes to you, a chay of a shvur of a guy who's in any yodea. You have a guy's in any yodea, and Eidechot comes along and is chay of a shvur, he can't swear his din is mitoich. Effect of choice. Understand, you're telling me that every time there's dinner mitoich, it's not called the chi of shvur, it's called the chi of momin. Effect of choice, the same way it's called the chi of momin when you want to go pater him from mitoich, it should be called the chi of momin when you want to go mimachayim in mitoich. Make up your mind. And Eidechot is believed regarding mitoich, or Eidechot is not believed regarding mitoich. Decide. If the Eidechot is if mitoich is called a momin is dikadin, not a shvur dikadin, and that's why when the Eidechot comes in paters, it's called you're pattering from what? It's called you're pattering from a din of momin. So when I'm coming to you, mechayev mitoich, it should be the same thing. And for example, Eidach comes along and says, you're a thousand. The guy says, I don't know. So we say mitoich. Why say mitoich? Mitoich is called momin, and if it's not mechayev momin, if it's called momin, the guy be pattering from momin. Why is it called momin to go be mechayev momin? So an Eidach should never have a din of mitoich. Because every time the Eidach comes in and is made that a guy owes $1,000 and he's any yodea and he won't be able to swear and it's going to be chayiv moment, so what's going to be the din? That the moment is the kiddin, that a shvur the kiddin, decide. As I fact, the ktsais pipes with the tzorach in on the rush.
Why is that called?
One second. What's the gaitas is what is the Ramban answer to the Rosh's teretz? The Rabban asked the Kasha, the Rabban said, I understand you. If Eidach patas from a shvur, let Shemir number two act as an Eidach, let the patas from Shemir number one. Said the Heiliger Rosh, it's Hevel. It's Narishkeit. Why is it Narishkeit? Because today, if Yibal number one is in a state of Mitoich, he's in a state of any Yodea, so right now his din is Momen, not Shvur. That's called Eidach, it's coming to Pata from Momen, not Pata for Shvur. What the Rabban hold? I think the Rosh is a Tevel, but the Rabban and Mechav is in back brings this right. The Rabban proves from here that Eidach came Pata or Shvur. Either Rosh answered it over here, that says the guy's Mitoich, it's Mari. Said Rabbi Seinu that if Reuven says this, I heard this from Rabbi Asher. Said Rabbi Seinu that the machlekes of Rosh and the Rabban is a big machlekes what together of mitoiches. Said Rabbi Seinu that the machlekes of the Rosh and the Rabban is a big machlekes what mitoiches. Go slowly. We spoke already last week that there are two ways to learn mitoich. There's two fundamental ways to learn mitoich. One way of learning mitoich is, like Tosfos says, oy hashba oy yishalem. What that means is that the ikur chi of shvur is either swear or pay. That's what the chi of shvur is. Either swear or pay. The other pshat we said is that the chiyav is a shvur, and if you can't swear, it's chal on you a new chiyav moment. I repeat, there are two ways to learn mitoich. One way of learning mitoich is that the why mitoich shein yachal yishav mishal? Why I have to pay? The answer is because one way is that the chiyav that was mutl on you, the chiyav shvur says either swear or pay. That's the chiyav shvur. A chiyav shvur means either swear or pay. Mashen kein. The second way of learning is that mitoich is a din neisaf, it's an additional din. You're chayav a shvur. In a case where you can't swear, it was chal on you a new din that you chayav moment. Says Rav Reuven, and this Rav Asher also, they said a very lumdish machlekes pshat and machlekes tais with the Rosh and the Rabban. The Rosh held that the din of mitoich is a din neisaf, it's a secondary din. I'll start the other way around. I'll start from the Rabban. The Rabban holds there's no reason in the world why Eid Echod, if it pater, shouldn't pater from a state of Mitoich? Why didn't you tell me? I'm chayiv money. Why are you chayiv money? You chayiv money because that is the din of Shvur. The din of Shvur is either swear or pay. Said Rabbi Yisenu, a very tief of heart. Since the din of Shvur is either swear or pay, that is the din, either swear or pay. So you can't go along and tell me that when it's Mitoich, it's Momen. You know why? So then every time it's money. Forget about a guy who's not mitoich. Forget about a guy who's not any yodea. A guy's ready to swear. Every time you have a shvua is oy. I'll ask more like a kasha. If a shvua is oy hashboy yishalem, if that's what a shvua is, so why did the Rosh say that it's called money when it's mitoich, when the guy can't swear? Every shvua is called money because it's oy yishavu oy yishalem. The answer is that's not called money because I have the option of swearing. Is the word is the chiyuv is either swear or pay money, and that's all encompassed in the chiyuv of the shvua. No. So when an erecher comes along and patters, when he's pattering for the money, he's not pattering for money, he's pattering from the din shvua, which is mutal on you. The din shvua encompasses a broad chiyuv, either swear or pay. So the same way when the guy is able to swear, you don't come along and tell me that that's called he's pattering for money. Why don't you tell me every time? Forget about a case of any yodea. Forget about a case of mitoich. Every time a guy goes ahead and does erecher, you should say that it's called he's pattering for money, because the chiyuv was either swear or pay, the teretz is, that about the sherish of the chiyuv is swear, or that's part of the chiyuv. That's called I'm pattering from the chiyuv shua, because the chiyuv shua comes with a package called oyishav oyishalin. That's not called mammon. That's called the chiyuv shua. The chiyuv shua is either swear or pay. So the same way when there's no debt of mitoich, when the guy is able to swear and the erecher comes and patters, we don't say, well, it's called you're pattering for money, because if he wasn't going to swear, he's going to have to pay. That's not called I'm pattering you for money. That's called I'm pattering you from the chiyuv shua. This is what's called the chiyuv shua. The mela, what's the difference if it's mitoich? It's a zelbazach. The mela, the Rabban held that if mitoich, Rabban held that if an erech patters from shua, the Rabban held that if an erech is going to patter from a shua, then it's going to patter from mitoich also. You hear me, sir? There's no difference between mitoich and a regular shvua. That's a tiefkeit. There's no difference between mitoich and a regular shvua. You hear the tiefkeit? This is how Reuven says it. This is how I heard from Basha also. If a echad can pater from a shvua, then there's no reason why it can't pater from a mitoich, because in mitoich it's no different than the regular shvua. Every regular shvua is ayishav shav. So if an echad can pater from the package called a chiyah shvua, that the grad that the guy can't swear is not a reason why the echad can't pater you. Grad that this guy can't swear, so he has the aspect of mammon. Said Rabbi Seinu, but if I learn that the din of mitoich is nochadin, what's about nochadin? You have a chiyuv shvua. Now what happens if you can't swear? Then it's chal on you a new din that you have to pay. So that din paying is not part and parcel of the din of shvua. It's a new chalais din. A guy was chayav a shvua, period. Then when he can't swear, it's chal nochadin. A guy, there's a new din. There's no din that a guy who's chayav a shvua is chayav to pay. There's a din that a guy who can't swear, he has to pay. So now his chiyuv is money. He doesn't have a chiyuv shvua anymore. He moved tracks. He moved over to a new chiyuv now. Now his chiyuv is money. His chiyuv is not shvua. On that we can't say erechat apater, because that's cool. You're talking about mammon. The says the machlekes is the Rosh and the Ramban is the yesaidistik machlekes in gidrei mitoich. Is mitoich because there's a separate chiyuv mammon on a guy who can't swear? There's a chiyuv shvua. And when you can't swear, so then there's a chiyuv mammon. When you can't swear, now it's chal chiyuv mammon. You don't have a chiyuv shvua. You can't swear. So it's chal on you a din noisaf, nachadin. Now it's chal on you a din that you have to go pay. Seder. Now you bring an erecha. That's cool. The erecha is pattering for a moment. That's what the Rosh held. The Rabban held that the chiyuv mammon is not nacha chiyuv. The chiyuv mammon is a prat in the chiyuv shvua. And the mouth is a prat in the chiyuv shvua. So the erecha can patter on mitoich. The same way I erecha can patter every shvua. There's no difference between pattering on mitoich and pattering every shvua. You can patter a shvua, yeah. There's an aspect of a chiyuv mammon there. The answer is no, but there's a chiyuv shvua there. So when there's mitoich, it's a zel bazach. Really, that's the machlokes is the Rosh and the Rabban said Rabbi Seinu whether or not erecha to patter works by a mitoich. The Rabban held that if erecha is going to patter, it's going to work by mitoich also, because mitoich is fundamentally a chiyuv shvua. And the Rosh held that when an erecha is going to patter, it's not going to patter by mitoich, because mitoich is a chiyuv mammon, it's not a chiyuv shvua. That's the machlokes is the Rosh and the Rabban. So I have a rizik akasha. Now I want to start. Now I want to get into the tiferet, to the heart of the sugya. So I don't understand. We have a Rosh over here, we'll use this Hesber, who said that if you have a guy who can't swear, Shemer number one can't swear, he doesn't know what happened. So he has a din of mitoich, Erechot can't patter him, the other Shemer can't patter him, Hosnisht. Because that's called that the Erechot is being made on Momen, not on Shvua. Erechot only has an Amor, it's on Shvua, it doesn't have Amor, it's on Momen. Fregich, I don't understand. I have a very interesting Ha'ara. And this Kasha, I saw a Ruvinis the Kasha, I have a Moyer the Kashaila. Rabbi Yisai, you just learned the Russian side who said that the marker that an erecha kapata is from a shtar. What's the marker? A madach, a shtar, a supportive shtar, could support the guy and pater you from a shvua. Of course, you can erecha. I want to know something. I ask a blunt kasha. I would say, let's say two of you have a din Torah, and you have a shua, and you can't swear, you have any yodea. We'll take the case of Slon Dinnerin, by the way. Let's say he's instead of saying two, he says any yodea. Doesn't know. Doesn't remember, okay? And the shtar is supporting you that it's two. Okay? The shtar supports you. Let's say you have a shtar who's supporting a guy who has mitaych, okay? Have a shtar supporting you. The shtar tells you what happened. Would we say mitaych or not? No, I'm going to copy over this Rosh. The Rosh spoke about mitaych with the Erechon Patras. But I have a very simple test. Halei the Heiliger Rosh taught us that the Erechon Patras is identical to that of the shtar Patras. I want to know, in the case of any yodea, shtar or patr or not, what does the Eilam say? If a guy is in any yodea, he has mitaych, and he brings a shtar to support him. What does the Eilam say? I have a case. The guy's half a shul, and he's any yodea, he can't swear. Have a shtar supporting him, that it's emes. Shtar supports him and says, well, that's fine. A guy can't swear because he's a chashid, okay? He has a shtar supporting him. We're going to say mitaych, or we're going to say he has a shtar supporting him? What's the Eilam say? We're going to say this whole patchka, right? That it's mommy and the whole thing. Why not, by the way? Of course, the answer is, and the consensus is, no, the movie things are like that, or Rav Asher was like that many times. It's a double push it. That by a shtar, we're not going to say this whole patchka, right, of the Rosh. Why not, by the way? It's a sore pshuta. I don't understand. What do you mean the guy's a mitoich? The guy's in yodea, so we're going to say mitoich. What do you mean? He has a shtar supporting him. He has a shtar supporting his diner. So there's no mitoich over here. I'm asking you a case. In a case where a shtar is supporting you, okay? In a case where a shtar is supporting you, okay? But in a case where a shtar is supporting your taina. In a case where a shtar supports your taina. We're going to say mitaych? Yeah, I'll tell you a case. I go to a guy, and I say there's a shtar here. I say you owe me three. He says, I don't know. We have a shtar supporting him. The shtar says what happened. The shtar says it was two. We're going to say mitaych? No, not this time. Why should he touch him? Shalom. He got himself out of the shua. If he would put down a shua on the table and swear to, he'd be okay. Yeah. Instead of saying three, he bought a support. He told me to misaleishtor. How does misaleishtor apart from the shua? By the way, he replaces the shua. Correct. It says I have the information, not from you. I have it from the star. Correct. We're going to say mitaych in such a case. Chas v'shalom. This mitaych has a return to the mitaych doesn't start. Because the word is, I patted myself from the shua. How did I pat myself from the shua? How did we say shtar work, by the way? A guy was chayav shua. Take the case over there. The guy was chayav shua too. Right? So the Gemara says, you potter. Why you potter? Hey, look, no. Why you potter? You potter because the shtar supports you. What does it mean the shtar supports you? The shtar supplies the information that the shua should have supplied, right? You potter from the shua. You don't need to swear because you took care of it. You supplied me the information about two, correct? So in such a case where the guy's in any day, you're going to say mitaych? Why should you say mitaych? What's mitaych in any of the shom v'shalom? He supplied the goods. He put the goods on the table. I'm asking him where the kakasha. I come to a guy and say, you owe me three by a star, and he says, oh, two. So the din is, you have to swear, you don't have to swear. Why not, says the Gemara? Why put the swear? Because the star, supports my taina. That what I said is two is true, correct? So let's say I couldn't swear. So the star won't support my taina. I understand. The star won't support my taina. Of course it will. May the effect of Ruvain, effect of Usher, effect of Murray the kakasha. I don't understand. What does the Rosh say at the end? That when the Erechon comes along by the Shomer, he can't help out because Shomer, number one, was in hot water. Why was he in hot water? Because he didn't know. And since he didn't know, he had a Din of Mitaych. And since he had a Din of Mitaych, it transferred over to a moment. Like I just explained, the Tifkeit, that it's not a Shavuot that could din anymore. It transferred over to a moment that could din. And Erechon's not believing one. What do you mean Erechon's not believing one din? You have Erechon supporting you. Either Erechon supports or it doesn't support. Make up your mind. Either the Erechon supports or it doesn't support. Either the Erechon supports or it doesn't support. And Erechon came along and said like me, so it was Misayeli. I want to point out to you, the Rosh said it's a Kal V'Chomer. The Rosh said it's a Kal V'Chomer. The Rosh said it's a Kal V'Chomer. He said, Madach Hashtar supports you, Koshkin Erechon supports you. So I'm saying, you have support, you don't have support. If you have support, so what do you mean? What do you mean saying Mitaych? The Rosh is a whole tray. The Rosh says that Shomer number two can't save Shomer number one from his dinner Mitaych, because since number one has a dinner Mitaych, so the number two is not believed. I'll say Lechot. Why? Because it's Momenis. Frekar Hakasha. Why is it Momenis? Because it's Mitaych. Why is it Mitaych? Because he can't swear. What do you mean he can't swear? He supplied the goods. He swore. He brought number one to the table. When you bring number one to the table, that's as if I swore. It's not less than a shtar. Nobody in shtar in the right mind would come along and say that you have a shvur. By Mitaych. You say Mitaych. You're not believed. It's more. What do you mean? There's no Mitaych. Okay? I supplied the goods. Instead of supplying a shvur, I supplied a shtar. And it's a koshkan. I supplied an erachot. I put somebody on the table and I said, you're believed. I bought an erachot supporting me. It's Sayeli. The erachot supports me. So there are two stages in this Rosh. One stage is that the Rosh argued on the Rabban, that the Rabban said that it's Hevel. And the Rosh said, listen, it's not Hevel. It's Momenis. That's a Machlekes in Gidrei Mitaych. Is it called Momen or not called Momen? The problem on the Rosh is, Naniach it's called Mamon. Naniach, in the world of Mitoich it's called Mamon. But there's nothing of Mitoich over here. That's the correct way to ask on the Rosh. The correct way to shtel on the Rosh over here is, you're right that maybe if there would be a din of Mitoich, means the way that Achrayim shtel the victim Achleikis of the Ramban and the Rosh, that the Ramban said it's not Hevel, and the Rosh said it is Hevel, is because the Rosh called Mitoich Mamon, and the Ramban held that Mitoich is not called Mamon, okay? Fagich, Naniach it's called Mamon. Naniach in the lumbus of Mitoich is called Mamon. There's no din of Mitoich over here, Bachal. Because this guy supplied the goods, he supplied the Nerechot. The same way we all agree that if Arbingo Misael Eishtara, the same way we all agree that if Arbingo Misael Eishtara, nobody in the right mind will say, well, there's din of Mitoich over here, Yechayev Mamon, what's a star going to help you? The Vart Zakeh, when I bring a star to support me, there's no din of Mitoich, because I supplied the goods. I bought the Nemonis of Ashur. So why is Nerechot different? One second. Says a Reuven over here, and this is what I printed out for you, and I brought it for you today. Says a Reuven, a whole shtickle Torah, which is going to bring us to a very, very sad conclusion. Or maybe not, we'll see. Says a Reuven, a whole shtickle Torah, says like this. When the Rosh said over here that the same way Ashtar is Meseyeh and Erechim Meseyeh, there are two ways to learn. I'm saying it over more Baruchot than it says there. When the Rosh said over here that the same way a shtar gives a siyua and a patrus from a shvur, which is an alarming chiddush, by the way, that a diuk and a shtar can patrus from a shvur deraiso. The same way erecha works, there are two ways to learn. One way to learn is that there's an omdana, it's circumstantial. What's not circumstantial? If I have a shtar, what's a shtar? A shtar is an omdana, a shtar is circumstantial. If it would have been three, the Eidim wouldn't have signed on a lashon, which is vague. So circumstantially, we have an omdana that mistomba was two. And how does Eidachar work? Also circumstantial. There's somebody who turned up and said, this din that the Eidachar is called the Misayer, this din that the Rosh learned out, the Eidachar from the Shtar, that's a Lomdish din, it's Malbatish. It's part of the parsha of Eidachar. And Reuven gives an example. By Eidachar, a Karav is possible. Over here, it'll make a difference if the guy's a Karav. But the part is that the reason why we have support is because there's a guy out there in the world who supported it. Nothing to do with the parsha of Eidachot. By a shtar, what's the reason why you have support? Valbatash. The support by shtar, the Misayeli shtar, is a Valbatash and Misayeli. The Balt, Eidim wouldn't have signed on a shtar if it wouldn't be, what do you call it? So it wouldn't be three, so it's a raya. And what's Eidachot? What's a raya? Somebody came along and support, gave support. What's the support? There's a guy out there who gave support. Marshall. Would a carve be kosher? It's somebody else that gave support. It's circumstantial. Then avada and avada, there's no shaila about it, that if an eidachot is circumstantial, the Rosh doesn't make any sense. I understand. The shomer was chayav a shvur, right? Correct? He bought support. Instead of bringing a shvur, he bought an eidachot. It's called support. Zakar Reuven, that if the yesod of Misayeli, this new shot of the Rosh, is the yesod based on Baal Batishkeit, which means that the same way circumstantially, a shtar circumstantially proved to me that there was two, so when an echad comes along and says two, then if I do, the Rosh doesn't make any sense. What the Rosh saying? You're not believed because it's momentous. What momentous? What the momentous over here? I have a raya, I have support, I have something to support my position. There's a guy over there who supported me. Zokar Reuven, it's a dover poshet. Then the Rosh state of Big Yisoid, and this is the heart of the sugya, by the way. That was a no-brainer. That stam that you have a guy out there, that was a no-brainer. That stam that you have a guy out there who says like you is nothing, it's shtirt, it's garnished. So Reuven, that you have a guy out there, an eidachot, a person, a single person who said, to support your position, he says you don't know the money. That has no meaning, b'chol. Avad and avad, you have to come on to a parsha of eidachot. Avad and avad, you have to come on to a parsha of eidachot. You have to come on to a parsha of eidachot. You have to come on to a nemanus of Eidachot. Reuven says the nafkamina is a karav is going to be possible over here. It has to shtim with the rules of Eidachot. It's not the pshat is because there's a person out there who supported me. You could learn like that, by the way. You could learn. Anyway, say it means like this. There's a yichayvashu with a raisa. And the same way that the shtar supports you, there's somebody out there who supports you. Teres is chas v'shalom. A shtar is what he calls, you see the lashon nisivos. Nisivos means the circumstances cause that it tells me because of the omdina, because otherwise the Eidim wouldn't have signed. So from the fact that they signed on a blank shtar or generic shtar, which is not clear, it's a raya that it's two. Over here, what's an eidach? A guy came along and said, that's not called support. It starts the other way around. The way it works is like this. The part is that an eidach has a gvis and amonis. How do we know that eidach has an amonis? Because there's a parsha called eidach in the Torah. There's a parsha called Eidachot. Eidachot has a gevissa nemanis. Eichad has an amonos l'gabi shvua. Valzen slowly. Eichad has an amonos l'gabi shvua. If an Eichad has an amonos l'gabi shvua, so once an Eichad has an amonos l'gabi shvua, then I could say that what he says supports you. You hear what I just said? That means by a shtar, what causes the support is the circumstances. Don't know. Why the Eidim sign on a shtar where it doesn't specify how many slomim dinarim is? That's pashut. Masha ein kein. In the case of the Eidim, what do you mean an Eidim? Eidachid is garnished. Eidachid is not circumstantial. Eidachid is nothing. It has to start Zakar Bruvain with the previous stage. It has to start with the fact that Eidachid has an amonis insofar as Shavuos are concerned. And Eidachid has an amonis avifal that is negayat to Shavuos. He has an amonis. You'll ask me, is that nemonis enough to knock out a shvua? Here's where the svara comes in, that we learn out from shtar, that the same way from shtar we see that when you have support, you can knock out a shvua. Here's the lumdus. The same way we see by shtar that when you have support, you can knock out a shvua, you can pater a shvua. Likewise, when you have the support of an erechad, you can knock out a shvua. But if you'll ask me and say, and who told you that an erechad is called support? For that, I have to know that there's a parasha of erechad. The Mela says a Ruvain, that's what the Rosh said. Vibalt every mitoich is called the Chi of Mamin. Sukkah Ruvain, Vibalt every mitoich is called the Chi of Mamin. That's the Chiddush of the Rosh. The Rosh of the Chaddish that when a guy is in any Yachal Yishav and he has a dinner mitoich, it's not called the Chi of Shul, it's called the Chi of Mamin. That's a huge Chiddush. The Rosh was Mechadish that when a guy is in a Yachal Yishav and he has a Chalais din mitoich, that's called the Hischi of Zachi of Mamin. It's not called the Chi of Zachi of Shul. Hischi of Zachi of Mamin. That's what Azay state in the Rosh. It's Mamin. Then the Erechad died. Then there's no Erechad over here. Is what was our Akasha? Akasha was, who cares if it's Mamin, but I have an Erechad, the Teretz is Chas V'Shalom. An Erechad, in order to give support, first has to have an Emonis of Erechad. Bibelti only has an Emonis for sure, not for Mamin. So the whole Parsha of Erechad wasn't Zeldegabi Mamin is. So this guy is not a guy on the street. He's like a guy who's a Karev. That's Lashon Ruvain. He's like a Karev. A guy who's a Karev, who's an Erechad, is going to give support? No. You'll ask me, why not? I have this one human being out there who's supporting me. The Teretz is, that's not the Pshat of Misayeli. Pshat of Misayeli is because there's an Eid Echad who put down on the table a certain level of information that supports your Taino. And once he has an Emonis of an Eid Echad, then we can accept your, we can pat you from the Shvuah the same way we pat you by Shtar. That means, by Shtar, what causes the Misayeli is Baal Batashkeit. By Shtar, what causes the Misayeli is the Baal Batashkeit of the events of the Shtar, what the moving called circumstantial evidence. By Eid Echad, what creates the support is that I have an Eid Echad who's supporting it. But first I have to know that you have the nemanis of an Eid Echad. The support is not coming because Stam is one person out there. The nafkamina is if you're a Karev. If the Vard is, I don't need to come on to the nemanis of Eid Echad, anybody can do it. So even a Karev could do it. But if I have to come on to the Parsha of Eid Echad, a Karev is not kosher for an Eid Echad. Once I know that you have the nemanis of an Eid Echad, then I could say, when you have an Eidos of an Eid Echad, the Eidos of an Eid Echad is not less than the support of a shtar. I repeat, the edus of an eid echad, if I have an edus of an eid echad, is not less than the support of a shtar. But I first have to have an edus of an eid echad. Comes along the Rosh and says, in a case of mitoich, where the chiv is not any more shvua, the chiv is now what? Is mamin? Says the heliger Rosh, I don't even have an amonus of eid echad. Atkan the shtickle of removing. 1 second. In order to say this, I have to say a major addition. If I would ask you, why doesn't Eid Echad work by Mamin? If I would ask you, I want to say a major Hesofa now to explain this. If I would ask you, why doesn't Eid Echad work by Mamin? What would Dalim say? So I would have said to you, you know why Eid Echad doesn't work for Mamin? Why can't Eid Echad be Moitzi Mamin? Eid Echad says, yo, I'm in pain. So I would tell you, because Eid Echad is not enough to be Moitzi Mamin. It has a certain level of amonis, but it's not enough to be Moitzi Mamin. That's what I would tell you. If that's the pshat, this Rosh doesn't make any sense. What do you tell me? It's Mamin. Erech is not believed. What do you mean Erech is not believed? Nobody ever said Erech is not believed by Mamin. We said that Erech is not enough to be Moitzi Mamin, but enough to give support it is. So now I'm asking, after the whole shtickle Torah that I said, I have a kasha on this whole shtickle Torah. What's the whole shtickle Torah we said? The whole shtickle Torah we said went like this. The Rosh over here came along and said that, the Erechad came pater over here because the chiv is money. Figure hakasha, what do you mean he came pater because the chiv is money? We're not handling Erechad nemonis anyway. We're handling nothing more than support. Let it support it. Just like a shtar. We said that a shtar supports without any nemonis, and a shtar is a circumstantial raya. that the Eid Achor gives support is because it's an Eid Achor. Fagir, okay, I hear that. In order to give support, you need to be an Eid Achor. Now watch what I'm going to say, but I'm an Eid Achor. I'm an Eid Achor. Why can't I give support? What do you tell me? Because it's Momin. So what? Now I'm a Nuchakira. What's the problem every time I'm Momin? I always learned until this Rosh that the problem of Momin is that the Eid Achor supplies, we'll call it a level 5 Nemonis, and a level 5 Nemonis is not enough for money. Fagir, it's not enough for money, but let it be enough for support. So I didn't gain anything with the whole Shtick of Torah. After I finished the whole Shtick of Torah, the Hamadas of Shat and the Rosh, I'm asking a new kasha. Very nice. Everything's good. It by Shtar, in order to make a support, it just has to be a Shtar. By Eid Echad, it has to be Eid Echad. Figure out why over here there's no Eid Echad? Because we're handling Momin. So what? What's the problem with Momin? I always understood the problem with Momin is that the level of Nemanas that Eid Echad provides is not enough for Momin. But over here, I'm not using it for Momin. I'm using it to pata from a Shvua. I go back to my kasha again. Why don't I have support? I can't hear you. He said it's a couple chayim. He said this is more. No, that doesn't change it. That doesn't change the level of the water code. That's the mistake. Once I know you have an amonis, if the yisoid is that the edachon has an amonis, just the level of the amonis is not enough for momin. So who says it's not enough for support? What? Why shouldn't it be? By the way, I'm not using it for momin. I'm using it for support. It means like this: you hold that an edachon gives support. Yes. You have an edachon over here whose kosher is not a kar of here. So let him give support. What do you tell me? It's grab the moment. I'm not using it for a moment. Now I repeat my kasha over Reuven again. But I'm not using it for a moment over here. Over here I'm using it for support. Why don't I have support over here? So what do you tell me? Because every Eid Echad needs a parsha of Eid Echad. I have a parsha of Eid Echad. I use the level of Eid Echad for sure. What do I care that the nafkamina is Momin here? Let me use the Eid Echad to support. What do you tell me? Because Eid Echad doesn't work for Momin? What do you mean Eid Echad? I'm not using it for Momin. If the Yisoid Eid Echad doesn't work for Momin, it's because the level that Eid Echad supplies is not enough to be mighty Momin. I'm not being mighty Momin over here. I'm using it to support me. So a level 5 gives support or doesn't give support? You never have more than a level 5. The pasuk that you're talking about doesn't change the level. Eid Echad gives whatever level it gives, right? I want to know, a level 5 is enough for support or it's not? It's enough for support, right? Right, so then why over here is it not enough for support? Because grabbed over here and extended it the money? Don't we all need the money? Give me the support! So even if I say Reb Reuven Shtickel who said that what? That it's not enough to have some balabatish support because there's a stooge out there who's staying like you. I have to have an Eid Echad. Gosh, say this. I don't say it's worth the gate. I have an Eid Echad. I have an Eid Echad though. I have an Eid Echad here. What do you tell me? No, we're handling money for the money. Don't handle the money. Use them as a support. You tell me no, in order to have support, I have to have an Eid Echad. I have an Eid Echad here. What do you tell me? Eid Echad doesn't work for money. What's mean to us? Eid Echad doesn't work for money means it's not enough for money, but I'm not using it for money. So what do you gain from the whole shtickle tire? The answer is state of biggie side. That thing in Eid Echad doesn't work for money is not because it's not enough for money. Legabi money was not said the whole nemanos of Eid Echad. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that it's not enough. State of biggie side. This din that Eid Echad doesn't work for money, it's not the pshat that he has a 5 and a 5 is not enough for money. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that a vifol that the din Torah over here is handling money. The Torah didn't give a parash of Eid Echad b'chlal. That's the vort. The vort's not because you have Eid Echad. Eid Echad's not enough. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that a vifol that the din Torah over here in front of us is about mominus. The Torah never gave a chiddush b'chlal of Eid Echad. The parasha wasn't said b'chlal. So the minute that the Rehele Gerosh came along and said that when you have mitoich, the minute that the Rosh came along and said that when you have mitoich, it's called mominus, the ball game's over. There's no Eid Echad here b'chlal. It's like a veltz chiddush, by the way. I never learned like that. The always a pshat, if you were to ask me why an Eid Echad doesn't work for mominus, voltech gezak doesn't work for mominus because the nemanus that an Eid Echad supplies is not enough to be mighty mominus. It's only enough for a shvur. So then the Rosh doesn't make any sense. We didn't gain anything. Say this, so it doesn't enough for mominus. Don't use it for mominus. Use it for support. Get rid of the shvur, and then there won't be a dinner mitoich. It comes back the whole kasha. The answer is state nishtasei. State that the word is that the minute it turns into a chiyuv of a mamon, the no Eid Echad over here b'chal. Eid Echad doesn't operate in an arena where the chiyuv is money. There's no Eid Echad over here. So now there's no support. If there's no support, we have a dinner mitoich. The mail works the other way around. In order for me to give support, I have to have a nemanos of Eid Echad. In order for me to give support, I have to have a nemanos of Eid Echad. In order for me to give support, I have to have an amanas of Eid Echad. The makom money, I don't have Eid Echad. Well, they don't have Eid Echad. Because the mitoich, like we said, in the chakir of mitoich, it's called the chir of money. So the Eid Echad doesn't get off the ground. There's no Eid Echad on the ground. There's no support over here. One second. If that's true. So I want to repeat myself again now. We'll go back to what I started with. The Rosh came in over here and said, Raya number 4. The Rosh came in over here and said, Raya number 4. Now I want to take a step back and start the whole day over again. The Rosh said, I have a raya that every say it works. What's my raya? Matach, it works by Eshtar. Kolshkin, it works by where? By an Eidechot. Fergich. And who told you Eidechot gives support? Who told you Eidechot gives support? We now know that in order to have support from Eidechot, it's not enough that it's circumstantial that there was a guy who said something. It has to be an Eidechot. Atki dekat, at the minute that it turns into moment by Pteich, your Eis Eidechot, the ball game's over, correct? So now I want to repeat the Raya of the Rosh. Before you got the Yesh Makshim Hevel, I have a Moedik Kashayla. Fergich, I don't understand. I'll learn the Rosh, I'll go learn the Rosh over again. Fergich, the Rosh. Dr. Rosh, I have a Raya that Echapatas and Meshul. What's my Raya? Because the Gemara says later on the Talmud, the days that a star kapata from Meshul, Messiah Leishtar, right? Madach, a star works. Kolshkein Eidechot. Fergich, and who told you this Eidechot over here? Who told you this Eidechot over here? Who told you Eidechot could be believed a pater? Who says Eidechot gets off the ground Bechal when you talk about pattering? Although we agreed that you have to, in order to have the support, you have to be a din of eight echad, correct? And that's why by momin, by mitoyach, there's no eight echad. And who told you, b'chal, that an eight echad has an amanus to go pater? That was given by the Rosh, that was a dover portion by the Rosh, that what? That the same way, and that means, who told you that eight echad supports? Maybe eight echad only mechayev shvuah. Have a reason, kakash, in light of everything I just said, I want to start the day over again. Start from scratch. Have a Rosh over here, the Rosh said, that matach v'shtak, you give support, koshkin eight echad, give support. A very blunt kasha. Who told you Eidechot would give support? You're right. If an Eidechot would give support, then it supports. Who told you Eidechot would give support? But tell me, what do you mean? It's as far as... You see, not like that. You see, you have to be an Eidechot, first of all. I just proved to you from the end. You have to be an Eidechot. Who told you Eidechot supplies support? Who told you Eidechot would give support? Maybe Eidechot just make reyeses. They make all types of things. I'm asking a more ridiculous shayla now. If you would tell me that the Rosh meant to say Gor Balabatish, that I think that when there's a guy out there who says like you, that's called support. You call Shkain an arbitrary guy, right? But I prove from the end, not like that. The Rosh says at the end that if it's moment, the ball game's over, right? Where's your arbitrary guy? The Teretz is that in order for your support to get off the ground, you have to be an Eid Echod with the Dinam of Eid Echod, right? Fine, I accept that. So now I'm going to start the Rosh all over again. Dr. Rosh, I'm going to bring you a raya that Echapatas Meshul was my raya, because Matach Ashtar gives support, Koshkein Eidechot gives support. Who told you that Eidechot gives support? Ashtar gives support because of the circumstances. Who told you Bechal that Eidechot gives support? Who told you Bechal that Eidechot gives support? Maybe all an Eidechot does is makes a reyeso. Maybe all an Eidechot does makes a drawer. Who told you Bechal that Eidechot gives support? It sounds like whose kasha? Whose kasha does this sound like? The Ratzbash, correct? But I have a kasha on today's Rosh. The Rosh got up and said that Madach, the support of a shtar works, the support of an echad works. Bishlam, if he meant to say Balabatish Mamish, that the support of a guy out there is more circumstantially a support than a shtar, which I could hear is fine. But I know from the end of the Rosh of Yesh Makim Hevel that the din of support is subjected to the rules of Eidechot. Haraya, the minute that there's mitoich and there's mamin, the Eidechot fades. So you need to be an Eidechot to give support. That's not a sword that Balabatish people out there give support. A shtar Balabatish gives support because the circumstances support. An Eidechot first has to be an Eidechot to give support. Who told you Eidechot to give support, by the way? Who says that what an Eidechot says supports you? Ayin Eidechot b'chayv ha'shvua? Ayin Eidechot b'chayv ha'shvua? Ayin Eidechot b'chayv ha'shvua? Maybe only it's b'chayv ha'shvua. Who says he supports you? I only have one answer, and Reuven says this also. I only have one answer. The Rosh knew that misvara. It was a svara to the Rosh that an Eid Echad who has an emunus of an Eid Echad is not only mechayev shvuah, he also supports a shvuah. It was pasha to me. It was pasha to the Rosh. That means the Rosh didn't even discuss it. The Rosh says, I have a raya that Echad patus. Because if a shtar patus, an Eid Echad patus, kol shkein. You don't mean to say that Balabatish Eidechot. You mean to say the Lomdash Eidechot. All right, the minute we have Mitoich, and this moment the Eidechot collapses. Who told you Eidechot give support? Teretz Yisrael was pushed to the Rosh that Eidechot give support. That was a no-brainer. Avada and Eidechot give support. Avada and Eidechot give support. That was a no-brainer that if I have a legal tender Eidechot, an Eidechot Avada gives support on the level of a shtar. That he knew. Just he held. That in order for that support to be support, you have to be an Eid Echad. If I'm going to find a case where there was mitoich, and then the chiyuv is money, and then you don't have a din of Eid Echad because Eid Echad wasn't said legabi momin, so you don't have support. But after zayvayt that I know that you are an Eid Echad, a legal tender Eid Echad, then you give support, correct? As Eid Muslim Zagan. If that's true, so why b'chal did you have to bring a kal v'chomer from the Ram Ramberg? What did he bring the Kal V'chomer for? So now I go back to my kasha. Why did the Rami Ramberg, why did the Rosh bring two lines earlier Kal V'chomer? What was the Kal V'chomer coming to prove? The Kal V'chomer was coming to prove that there is support. Kal V'chomer can't prove that it's support. Kal V'chomer can prove that Erech would have supported? No. Elamai was pushed that it's support. So what did the Kal V'chomer for? He just said it's support. Goodbye. What did the Rami Ramberg bring a Kal V'chomer for? What did the Rami Ramberg bring a Kal V'chomer for? If I'm proving to you everything that I just proved, I proved your whole shtick to you, that the Rosh learns that it's Misayele. But in order to be Misayele, it's not enough Baal Batash. Not Misayele, you have to have an amount of Erechot. And in the case we have Mitochen Yamomin, we don't have Erechot. Aye, so what's he comparing it to territories? It was Poshet that Erechot gives support of it. It's not Poshet Erechot support, so what do you mean Miraya for? So what was the Kal V'chomer before? What did Kal V'chomer teach me? Kal V'chomer taught me that it's called giving support. Kal V'chomer can't teach me that Erechot gives support. Kal V'chomer teach me that the Erechot can give support. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Kal V'chomer can't teach me that. Elamai, Kal V'chomer is coming to tell me that what? Like a Ricky Vager? So then comes back the big riddle. The Rosh holds like a Ricky Vager, he holds like himself. What is Erechot? It's a Kishnayim? So he says two lines later, it's not Kishnayim. He says in the first that the gather of Erechot says what? It's Misayele. So what do you bring a Kal V'chomer for? What's the Kal V'chomer going to do? What did the Kal V'chomer add? You have one shot. Get up and say that when there's an Erechot, it's supportive, and you support the guy. Learn how to start. What did he understand that the Kal V'chomer came to prove? I can't hear you. Because he says he stills it to the star. Star's not named Kishnayim. I don't see either it's called Shnayim or not, but you can't learn out of star, Rabbi. The din of Kishnayim, you can't learn out of star. So now that we prove from the Rosh unequivocally that he knew that Erechot was called support, just you need an Erechot, and when there's money, there's no Erechot, so what do you mean the Kal V'chomer for? What's the Kal V'chomer coming for? To tell me that it's called support, that you know a Kal V'chomer can't prove it, because maybe it doesn't give support, maybe it only gives LMI, what? So what's the Kal V'chomer coming for? I believe there's a terrorist to this, possibly. What I want to tell you is, he brought the Kal V'chomer for something else. We're running out of time. I'll say the terrorist tomorrow, Mr. Hashem. Tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, is the last day that we're going to learn over here, Shavuos. I'm going to grab tomorrow a major chunk of the Sugya, Migud HaChashad, Amlein HaChashad HaShavuos, at least to say a psicha to it, as we go down the page of Hayameh Beis, before we start talking for Kohen on Sunday, B'Shot Tovo Mitzlachas. Mitzlachas. Mitzlachas is showing by tonight as regular, Mr. Hashem, B'Shot Tovo Mitzlachas.